Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Hallelujah. At the unction of the Holy Spirit, I'm going to share a teaching. It's on day 15. In the book, Spiritual Entrepreneur, 21-Day Information Guide for Success. When I was directed to do this for a moment, I questioned the Lord about it. But I knew he wanted me to share it today, this day, for a specific reason. Not sure what that is, but I'm being obedient. Before we begin, ask God what he wants you to receive from today's Rich Thoughts telephone call. Conference call. What you're about to hear Well, good morning. I'm not sure what happened, but apparently we lost the voice connection there for a short moment. I'm just going to start again because I think the essence of it is important. At the unction of the Holy Spirit, as I was sharing, I was directed to teach what's day 15. And the Spiritual Entrepreneur 21-Day Guide Information System for Success. As I said, I questioned the Lord about it, but I knew he wanted me to do it, to share it for a specific reason on this day. So I'm being obedient about it. And I was about to say earlier, before we begin, ask God what he wants you to receive from today's Rich Thoughts Breakfast Call. What you're about to hear was written at 3 o'clock in the morning in a hotel room overlooking Tampa Bay. It was several years ago. In fact, that's one of my favorite hotels in the world because I can take and pull a desk over right in front of the picture window. It's an amazing view. But this is what I started writing about 3 o'clock in the morning. And let me say this. The 7 points that I'll get to later, well, it was tight, but my eyes closed. I just wanted to make sure I was getting everything God had for me. Here we go. Darkness fills the night. The moon is nowhere to be seen. A few lights reflect in the water, which hides the depths of dangers unseen. Yet there's a certain peace, not in the shadows of the landscape, but in his presence. Lord, I feel the calming effect of your presence, a comforting strength, and knowing that everything is under your control and the direction that you're providing. When it seems that everything around me is crazy or without rhyme or reason, Lord, you're the one constant, the only thing that makes sense or offers a way of escape. You provide a shelter, a place of shelter, from the shelling of the enemy's onslaught. Even as I look out in the darkness of the night, seeing my reflection in the window, I see lights in the distance through my own reflection. Though the darkness of every situation, even including my own mind, you bring the light in the midst of the darkness. There's an eerie calm the peace in knowing that even when I can't see what's in front of me, you can. A peace in knowing that you're the ever-present reality of what is and isn't. I love you, Lord. Even at moments when I'm not sure, you always are. You are the constant in my life, the night, the day, the universe. You never change. And I rejoice that you never change your opinion of how much you love me, even when I've been unlovely. Thank you for the peace you bring, for the light in the night you offer, for the comfort in turmoil, the promise of peace and prosperity. Thank you for how you love and adore me. Thank you that when I look out and can't see, I nevertheless know you're there. Here are seven reasons why I know you're always there. First, you say that you are.
Psalm 139, verse 8 in the New Living Translation. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the grave, you are there.
Whether on earth or above the earth, there's a strength beyond mine in knowing that you're always there. Your presence changes every situation, known and unknown. I know you're there because your presence determines how I act and react to everything around me and within me.
Exodus 33, verse 16. How will anyone know that you look favorably on me and on your people, if you don't go with us? For your presence among us sets your people and me apart from all people on the earth. John 14, verse 3 says, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also.
God always knows where you are. Second, I know you're there because I feel your presence. I feel the joy of your presence.
Acts 2, verse 28 in the New Living Translation. You have shown me the way of life, and you will fill me with your joy, with the joy of your presence. There is a joy in knowing. His presence brings peace and protection, plus so much more. Psalm 139, verse 5 in the Message Bible says, you know when I leave and when I get back. I'm never out of your sight. You know everything I'm going to say before I start the first sentence. I look behind me and you're there. Then up ahead and you're there too. Your reassuring presence coming and going. This is too much. Too wonderful. I can't take it all in.
Third, I know you're there because I sense your calm. The peaceful reflection of a few condominium lights in the water in front of me reveals a peace, a stillness from movement, the steadiness of lights reflected and the calmness of the water reveal a peaceful presence without the winds that can turn the bay choppy and powering waves now tranquil. So our Heavenly Father brings calm in our lives amidst the turbulence that we may sometimes face. At times, people can disturb the calm that He desires for our lives.
Jonah 1, verse 12. And he said unto them, take me up and cast me forth into the sea, so shall the sea be calm unto you, for I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you.
You may encounter people who interrupt your calm. They may even be called of God, like Jonah. But let me just say this. We may find the only way we get peace is to remove certain people from our lives. Whether it's people or storms caused by the events of daily living, even those beyond our control, always know that God calms the troubled waters that are pounding our position.
Psalm 107, verse 29. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still.
Fourth, only he can bring order to the darkness. Only he can bring order to the darkness. God will always, he'll always rescue us from the darkness. It's who he is and what he does.
Colossians 1, verse 13 in the New Living Translation. For he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear son.
What we need to be, when we need to be removed from the darkness, the evil of this world, all we have to do is just call on him.
Galatians 1, verse 4 in the New Living Translation. Jesus gave his life for our sins, just as God our Father planned, in order to rescue us from this evil world in which we live.
Fifth, I know he's there because we have a safe haven to turn to. When a good guy tells a bad guy, at least in the movies and TV, that he has no place to run, it makes great theatric drama. However, such a statement is spiritually inaccurate.
Proverbs 18, verse 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and is safe.
Even if we feel we've lost our way in the darkness, God will lead us to a safe place in his presence.
Psalm 143, verses 1 through 3 in the New Living Translation. Declare me innocent, O God. Defend me against these ungodly people. Rescue me from these unjust liars. For you are God, my only safe haven. Why have you tossed me aside? Why must I wander around in grief, oppressed by my enemies? Send out your light and your truth. Let them guide me. Let them lead me to your holy mountain, to the place where you live.
Six, I feel hope even in the darkness of the night. As I was typing these words, night began to break into day. I could see, finally, what I knew was there all along. See, God always brings hope, even in our darkest hour.
Psalm 31, verse 24 in the New Living Translation. Be of good cheer, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord.
Our hope of the darkness is turning the light, a light from him.
John 12, verse 46. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. Psalm 119, verse 114 says, Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word.
Jesus came that we'd never have to walk in the darkness again. Hallelujah. Seventh, I know that God will never leave nor forsake me. Truthfully, I think there's one verse that says it all.
Hebrews 13, verse 5 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Let your character or moral disposition be free from the love of money, including greed, avarice, lust, and craving for earthly possessions, and be satisfied with your present circumstances and with what you have. For he, God himself, has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake you, nor let you down, relax my hold on you, assuredly not.
With his word and the passage of time, the darkness will lift just as surely as night follows day. You know, at the time I wrote this and got to this point, I'd been sitting there for nearly 2 hours. And truly, things are always clear in the light of day. His light always penetrates the darkness. And we have the comfort in knowing that he is always there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make sure you join us tonight for Sunday Night Live, 6 p.m. Eastern. You can go to haroldherring.com, click on the button that says Join Harold and Beth. If you don't do a computer or don't have a computer, then go to the public library. You can watch it there, a friend. And if for some reason you can't do any of those, you send me an email and I'll send you a CD of the teaching. I will. We appreciate you so very much. So until tonight at 6 p.m. or tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.